In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning, everybody. We've got a nice group of kids here this morning for our children's homily. And you really represent the future of our church. And when we're old and you're having to take care of us, and you all will be the adults in the church. And so it's always good. It's a good sign that we have lots of kids here. Some of you, a lot of you, did not make, were not able to make the Epiphany service Friday a week ago. It was, I know, for a lot of you, it's late and it's hard to be here at night. But one of the things I talked about was the difference between the Western Rite celebration of Epiphany, Epiphany really being, the appearing of our Lord, or it's also known as Theophany. Theophany in the Eastern Rite is the term in our Byzantine churches, Theophany. And I said that night that Epiphany, that's the season we're in right now, Epiphany in the Western Rite is really focuses upon the visit of the Magi, the wise men. And so that's why we have the creche over there, the nativity scene, the wise men coming to see Jesus. And this Sunday is actually the last Sunday that we have that up. And it's the last Sunday we're going to be in white. We're going to be in green next week, because even though it's still the season of Epiphany, we move into kind of an ordinary time. But so why the difference? Why the difference between, and I should say, so they in the Western Rite, we focus kind of on the visit of the wise men, stress that. In the Eastern Rite, in Theophany, we're focusing on the baptism of Jesus, the baptism of our Lord. And of course, at Epiphany, I bless the waters, and I use those waters to go into your homes and bless your homes for the year. But what we see today is, even though Epiphany in the Western Rite focused upon the Magi, that is Jesus appearing to not just Israel, not just to the Jewish people, but to all people, to all nations, to all Gentiles, we have also in the Western Rite this celebration of the baptism of our Lord. And this is what we read this morning in the Gospel of Mark, the baptism of our Lord. And in thinking about what I wanted to say about that, because how many of you remember your baptism? Do you remember your baptism? Hadley probably sort of does, because she was probably like, I don't know, Gabriella's age or something like that. So she probably remembers, maybe a little bit. I don't think any of the rest of you remember. You know why? Because you were just a baby. You were just a baby. You probably don't remember. So when I was thinking about, when we were looking at and talking about the baptism of Jesus today, I thought about something that I experienced this week. This week, for me, was kind of a week of sadness. It was a sad week. Did you ever get sad? Do you ever get sad? And I can tell you, it was for Deacon Stephen too. It was a sad week. It was a sad week. And you know why it was a sad week for me and for Deacon Stephen? Because we both each lost a friend. We had a friend who died, a person that we know who died. And in both cases, it was rather kind of unexpected. Have you ever lost somebody or lost something and make you sad? I know that Elizabeth this week, she kind of had a sad moment when she went. She was crying because she lost her little chick, her little duckling. That's been a little while ago. But so she was crying, and I told her, I said, it's okay to cry. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be sad at those kinds of things. I told her, I said, Paul's sad today because I buried my friend. I buried my friend Buddy, who used to work with me. And so while death is a normal part of this life, I want to give you the good news that Jesus, in his baptism, he became a man. He became like one of us, and yet he was still fully God. And when he came to our patron saint, St. John the Baptist, who was also his cousin, when John the Baptist put him under the waters of those Jordan, of the Jordan River. Do you know what happened? When God, Jesus, touched those waters, he made them holy, for one thing. We call that sanctified. He sanctified the waters. But the other thing that he did was he was burying death. He was burying death. Do you know that? In baptism, we're burying death. In fact, St. Paul tells us that in our baptism, we are experiencing a death. But it's not a sad death. It's not like losing your chickie or your one of your grandparents or something like that. It's not sad like that. That death, when you were baptized, when I took you and I put you under those waters, in a sort of like that, we just got that baptismal font. When I did that, you died in a certain way. The part of you that had the curse of Adam, which is death, attached to you, that was released. That was released, and coming up out of the waters of baptism, you know what happened? You were raised again. You were brought to new life with Jesus. So while Jesus at his baptism was burying death, death was finally destroyed at his resurrection. He trampled down death by death. He crushed the head of the serpent. He defeated the enemy. So our life today as Christians, as Orthodox Christians, is living out a life of dying to self, of being raised again every day to new life. But you know, we still hang on. We still get sad, don't we, at things that happen in this life. And sometimes we get sad and rebel against the things that Jesus is calling us to in that new life. You see, to die in the waters of baptism means also we give up being our own. Our life is no longer ours. But we don't like that, do we? We want to do what we want. We want to say what we want. And sometimes we get mad and we get upset because Jesus calls us to a different way. But here's the wonderful news I leave you with. In those waters of baptism where death has died, I want you to know that the reward in being raised again, the reward of being obedient to everything that Jesus has called us to, by being joined to him in his baptism, we are joined to him in eternal life. And even though our bodies may one day die, if Jesus does not return again, we will live forever and ever with him. So let us rejoice as we close out this a season of Epiphany, the appearing of our Lord, that through Christ's baptism, he has buried death, and that by our baptism, we have been raised to new life in him, to eternal life, a life that will never, ever end. Can you give thanks to Jesus for that? Thank you, Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.